This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The KBW index of banks large and small is up nearly 5% at the moment, even though the ratings agency Moody's has downgraded its view of the whole U.S. banking sector from stable to negative. But Silicon Valley Bank had high credit ratings right up until it failed. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on what this says about ratings.
There are two big things credit rating agencies look at when evaluating a bank. What's happening at the bank itself.
What does their balance sheet look like? What does their income statement look like?
And Kevin Jakes at Baldwin Wallace University says agencies also look at the broader economy.
What's happening to GDP? Is the inflation rate high? What's happening to interest rates?
And how is that likely to affect the bank and its credit risk? Ideally, credit ratings would be something of a canary in the coal mine. But Brett House at Columbia Business School says in reality, they tend to be a lagging indicator.
Often they are pretty rosy looking until suddenly they're not, and there's suddenly a problem.
That's what happened during the financial crisis in 2008 and what's happening again now.
In part because analyzing complicated financial organizations can be difficult. The economic forecasts that they rely on change over time, and they don't have that many resources to devote to any single institution's rating process.
But it's not just credit rating agencies that can be slow to catch problems. See also federal regulators. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.